Peter Schweitzer, We're Seeing the End of Joe Biden's Career. By Breitbart News on July 25, 2023. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, says that truth, like a hungry pack of wolves, is closing in on Joe Biden. In the latest episode of the Drill Down podcast, Schweitzer and co-host Eric Eggers look at the three-piece assault on President Joe Biden's claims that he had nothing to do with his son Hunter's business dealings. And Schweitzer concludes, "We are seeing the end of Joe Biden's career." Schweitzer and Eggers note the cascade of damning revelations coming from congressional investigations and warn that this week's testimony to the House Oversight Committee by Devin Archer may include the most devastating shot yet. Archer was Hunter's former business partner and was involved in all the business deals the Oversight Committee and the House Judiciary Committee are investigating. When Hunter was given a seat on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, so was Archer. His testimony has the potential to expose the most secret workings of Biden family schemes. The case against the Bidens now comes from three main sources. First, whistleblowers from the FBI and the IRS show there was political interference at senior levels against their efforts to get to the bottom of these allegations. Next, the revelations of a WhatsApp message given by a confidential source suggest Joe Biden's active involvement in these deals. And now comes the testimony of Devin Archer, a man at the center of Hunter Biden's far-flung enterprises, who is himself facing prison time on a fraud conviction. Schweitzer calls it enormously rewarding that 5 years after Guy broke the Biden corruption story, the House committee's investigation and the subpoena power they bring to bear have finally revealed the details of what Guy uncovered and published in 2018 using only public records. "I give a lot of credit to Representative James Comer and Representative Jim Jordan," he said. When Schweitzer's secret empires came out, the press at the time was mostly uninterested in pursuing the story it detailed. "In 2018, I had lunch with a New York Times reporter who assured me, if Joe runs for president, we're absolutely going to cover this story," Schweitzer recalled. And of course, they never did. Archer's testimony will be a bombshell, Schweitzer expects. "He is the most important person in this business equation, and appears in all these deals," he noted. Archer and Hunter Biden later had a falling out over a deal involving an Indian bond scheme. Archer was convicted in the scheme and is looking at jail time. The question for this week is, what will he say? Archer is expected to say, "Yeah, we'd call Joe all the time while he was vice president," Schweitzer said. That is backed up by reporting by the New York Post's Miranda Devine, which showed it was at least a couple dozen times. According to whistleblower testimony given in what's called an FD-1023 form. And there may be more still to come. One player who emerged last week is Oleksandr Ostapenko, a man who was present at some of the Burisma meetings who went on to serve in the government of Ukraine under President Zelensky. That connection raises additional questions about whether the Ukrainian government, knowing the truth of Joe Biden's involvement at the time, has been able to use that as leverage over the Biden administration since. To me, now the entire house of cards of the Biden family will fall, because these facts destroy the excuse that Joe Biden has offered, that he never discussed and played no role whatsoever in Hunter's business deals. As co-host Eric Eggers sums it up, Joe Biden has become untenable. To listen to the Drill Down podcast, click here.